Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. We're starting off strong.
Episode
115.
Episode 115 is the last, if you're listening to this on the day that it drops, it's the last day of May. Wow, yes. That's crazy. So, aka summer, baby.
I know.
Official. Oh, like, not really official, but like, in my mind, official.
I know. Some people go by the actual
the first solstice. Day of summer or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Memorial Day weekend, baby. Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Especially with, like, global warming. But we're not going to even talk about that.
Of course, yeah. That speeds the process up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But speaking of Memorial Day weekend, that is coming up and will have already passed by the time you guys hear this. So what are your Memorial Day weekend plans, Savannah?
Okay, see, it's a little bit of a touchy subject right now because it's supposed to rain all weekend.
Oh,
so I'm going to have, I get a 3-day weekend and it's going to be rainy and cold.
Well, that's a bummer. And cold, not yes. Just rain. Oh, that's actually disgusting.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, not summer weather at all. Like,
ew.
50s and 60s.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. I'm so sorry. I mean, I hate to be, like, rubbing it in your face, but I'm going to Atlanta for the weekend and just going to do a bunch of fun things there. And, like, the weather is, like, perfect. It's, like, 75 to 80, sunny every day.
Wow.
I'm going to be there. I'm so excited.
I'm jealous.
I know. I'm very excited. And I'm also going to see Charlie Puth. And I love him. So.
That'll be fun.
I love concerts. If you guys don't know that about me and Savannah, we are concert girlies. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. If it's one thing we're going to do, we're going to see a concert.
Yeah. Like, I don't have many planned this year, actually.
Well, you have
one. I usually have more. Yeah, I do have one. We're going to see Louis Tomlinson, of
Louis,
course.
Louis, baby.
But that's my only one.
So far. So far.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess we'll see what's to come. But, yeah. So, this weekend, I don't have any good plans. But next weekend, I'm going to see you. So
yay!
That'll be fun.
Beach party. See, I told you guys it was summer, so we're officially bringing in summer next weekend. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
Lord knows the stories we'll have for you guys after that weekend unfolds.
Yeah, honestly. I'll have more to talk about with that next week, I guess. But also, it is going to be my first time leaving my cat, Parm, by herself.
Parmy, I didn't even think about that.
I'm gonna get like my mom or somebody to come and like give her food,
mm-hmm.
And like check in on her. But like two whole nights without anyone in the house.
The poor little baby. I think she'll be okay. Probably a little rambunctious, but she'll be okay. And when you get back, she's gonna be super lovey and cute.
I know. Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, her birthday is in June. Like, she's about to be a year old.
What? That is crazy.
Yeah, I need
I
to
hope
check
you're not leaving
date.
Her on her birthday weekend, because that's disrespectful.
I didn't really think about that. I should check the actual date. I know it's June, but yeah, we should have, like,
a birthday party.
Yeah.
a Parm birthday party. I can't believe she's going to be one. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll have to revisit that next week, guys.
We'll come back with that info.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to say, my legend this week that I'm going to talk about, we can actually, since I'm going to come to Wilmington, we might be able to find it. I don't know.
Whoa. Are you telling me that there's your stories in Wilmington?
Yes, it is.
Let's get right on into that because I'm needing to hear this information.
Okay. So this one I had never heard of. And I don't think you have either. Like, it seems like something that is like, I don't know. It seems like locals only, but it's like we were locals. You're a local. So.
Yeah. I mean, I've been living here for like 10 years. I think that's a local at this point. Yeah. But like, I can't think of any creature cryptid that I know of from here. So.
Yeah. So this, okay. This is a cryptid. It is Willie the Wilmington Sea Serpent.
Willie the Wilmington Sea Serpent? Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I've never heard of Willie.
Yeah. So he's named Willie after Wilmington. So,
oh, that's very cute.
Creative, yeah. And it actually dates back, like, really, it's just really embedded in Wilmington history for some reason. It's like goes all the way back to like local Native American legends. Mm-hmm. They said that like in their legends, they have like a giant snake that lives in the ocean at the mouth of the Cape Fear River.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. So I guess it's like, you know, sea serpent, river serpent, mm-hmm. you know. The first actual written record of Willie was made in 1524.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And this is when Italian explorer Giovanni da Verrazzo, or I think Verrazzano, something like that. Mm-hmm. He was exploring the Cape Fear region of the East Coast, and he had like a journal writing stuff about different areas and stuff. And when he was in Wilmington, he said that they traveled to the mouth of the river and they like made camp. And he said, during the night, one of the men saw a great snake resting upon the waves, not far from shore.
Yo.
So yeah. And yeah, so that's like the first account of him. And another famous account of Willie is from the Earl of Wilmington himself.
Oh, the Earl, yes.
Yeah, and apparently Wilmington's named after the Earl of Wilmington. I don't really know.
Interesting. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But in 1732, he recorded seeing this big snake as well. And he said that he saw something on the surface of the water of the Cape Fear River.
This is really freaking me out.
Have you ever seen something in the Cape Fear?
I've seen many things in the Cape Fear. Nothing ever too big, though. Mm-hmm, nothing mm-hmm. for me to ever question it'd be Willie.
Yeah, yeah. There's some other accounts that I'm going to go over. So, another more popular one is from James Calden, and he was actually a Union soldier, and he was a naturalist. So I was like, what's a naturalist, you know, mm-hmm. when I saw that?
Yeah.
Apparently that was like the early days of biology.
Oh, interesting. Cool. So love that for him.
Yeah, like nature, you know, naturalist. So he, while he was like a soldier stationed in Wilmington during the Civil War, he recorded stuff, and he recorded something in 1865. He said, quote, local citizens all seem to see the same thing, a long snake-like creature that surfaces occasionally at the mouth of the Cape Fear River. It is described as being dull gray in color, approximately 4 feet wide and over 40 feet in total length.
Excuse me?
They have named it Willie in honor of the town of Wilmington.
No. You said 8 feet wide?
4 feet wide and 40 feet length.
Yeah, long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to throw up thinking about that.
What?
Ew. Ew. Well, just also knowing that my roommate did, in fact, fall into the Cape Fear River one time.
Yes.
And I have kayaked in the Cape Fear River. So the thought of us being that close to what could be Willie is sickening to me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know.
Like, I don't even care if he's nice or mean or whatever, but, like, I don't want nothing that big swimming next to me in those dark waters at all.
I know. I know. Like, some unknown creature that's just, like, huge, humongous. Ew.
Like literally ginormous.
Yeah, so apparently a lot of people have seen it, and it's just resurfaced in different accounts throughout the years since the 1500s. And more recently, there was a local historian named Tabit Cruthfield, and he has recounted some of the sightings for like a folklore book of Wilmington. He also helped set up an exhibit at the Wilmington Historical Museum, but I think this was like just a temporary exhibit. I don't think they still have it.
Yeah, that's right, sad.
But it's still kind of cool.
Oh, very cool.
I tried to look it up. I couldn't find when that even was. Mm-hmm. But this article that I was, like, reading about Tabit Cruthfield, it was from a website that was, like, from literally 2000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So this is kind of a while ago, but more recent than the other accounts.
Yeah, more recent than the 1500s.
Yes, exactly. So, according to this article, Cruthfield, he said he still believes that Willie is out there, or his descendants, at least.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I would think more of, like, descendants, because, well, you know, definitely. With cryptids, a lot of the time, we like to think of them as they're just, like, one being. But I don't know, like, I feel like most of them are, you know, not immortal.
Yeah, I would say almost all of them are not just, like, one cryptid. It's, like, a species of cryptids.
Yeah. Like,
the whole fam is there, not just one singular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, imagine if this guy, like, if Willie was still out there from the 1500s,
ew.
What?
No, yeah, like, what? Like, okay, let's bring Willie out for an interview to get his, like, immortality potion.
Right.
I don't want it, but, like, somebody else does. I could sell it.
Yeah, honestly. And, yeah, it's just, like, it has to be a descendant by then. Like, if people are still seeing it, you know?
For sure.
So, anyways, he talks about Willie, and he says that he's heard fishermen say that they see him occasionally, and that he has been spotted up the river and even wrapped around the battleship before.
Uh-uh. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah. So that's crazy. For people who have never been to Wilmington, North Carolina, one of the big things in Wilmington is the battleship.
Yeah, and the riverfront.
Yeah. So Wilmington, the downtown area, is right up against the Cape Fear River.
Which is where Willie lives, allegedly.
Yes, and people say, like, supposedly you can see him right from there, downtown, like, looking over into the water. And you can see the battleship from there. Mm-hmm. And supposedly he was wrapped around there at one point.
That's disgusting. I'm picturing that in my head, and I just hate it so much.
Yeah, I know. I think it would be cool to see, but...
No, I think it would be cool too, but I would be so scared.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit scary as well.
I don't like snakes or anything of that variety. Anything that looks like that, I just don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, there was a point where I thought it would be cool to have a pet snake or something, but I'm just not living that life anymore.
Yeah. I do feel that. I never, ever have ever thought that I would be cool with a snake. My best friend growing up had a snake, and that was hard for me to even go to her house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're cute, but from afar. Very mm-hmm. far from me. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, wrapped around the battleship. That, I don't know. That would be cool. But, apparently a paleontologist came to Wilmington to look for Willie in 1968, but he never ended up seeing him. Ooh. But he did end up writing down people's accounts and said that Willie could be a Basilosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
So that is said to be, it's like a distant relative of a whale.
Yeah. That was going to be one of my theories.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, like, it was some sort of, like, hybrid of some sort of fish or whale or shark or something.
Yeah. I probably should have looked up what a Basilosaurus looks like. It probably looks snake-like. I don't know.
True. You talk and I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah, we should probably look, see what that looks like. But apparently they used to live around this area, but records say that it died out over 20 million years ago. So,
oh, okay.
Not, so, yeah.
Not in that time. And I did look it up, and it is an oddly snake-shaped whale. Like, it definitely still does look like a whale, but it's very okay. long and skinny.
Okay, see, that, yeah. That's probably what people were seeing then.
Yeah, probably. Like, yeah.
I mean,
especially based on the picture that I'm looking at right now. I'll send it to you so you can see it. But, yeah, that it kind of... And you said it's gray in color?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm almost positive that that's what these people were saying.
See, and I don't know where scientists get their data of, like, sea creatures dying out. Because it's like... You know...
Yeah, babes, the ocean's like 25, 30, 40% explored. How do you know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that does look like Willie to me.
Yeah, that I think that might actually be the picture of Willie.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, like, it's so huge, and it's like, how would you say that they are totally died out if... I don't know.
I just don't get it.
Because people, like, this isn't the only account of people seeing, like, sea serpents or, like, unidentified sea creatures and stuff.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. Some of these dinosaur sea creatures could still be out there. Never
know. They definitely could be.
So, the website, one of the websites I was using to get this information, they had, like, a webcam set up to overlook the Cape Fear River, but it has been taken down, unfortunately.
Oh,
I was so sad about it, because the person who, like, wrote this page, he was like, oh, one of my friends let me set up a webcam on the balcony of his condo to overlook the Cape Fear River.
And he moved out.
I guess, yeah. The website actually was, like, archived and everything, too. So this is the website that I said was from the year 2000.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, it was, like, a super old website, and it looked like it, too. And I was like, wow, I love when the internet used to be like this. That's so cool.
Right. But now I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I have friends that live downtown, and I wonder if they would let me set up a live camera.
Yeah, like a live stream to get river. To see if you can find him.
I'm trying to find Willie out here, man.
That would be cool. That would be cool. So the webcam, it overlooked, like, 100 feet from the mouth of the Cape Fear River. And apparently there's a natural slope that drops about 200 feet.
Oh, wow.
In the water right there.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
You would never imagine that just looking at it.
No. Because, I mean, how could you?
I know.
Yeah. So, apparently, that was, like, a favorite spot of Willie's, though.
Aww. It's because he's so big. He needs that spot, you know? It's like a little mm-hmm. slide.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet if people don't see him as much, he's probably just, like, out at sea, right?
That's my assumption.
I bet he's still there.
That's my assumption, is like that these animals, whatever you, Bacillosaurus or whatever you called it, like come in through like the intercoastal waterway, like, because I'm sure they're connected, mm-hmm. and just like accidentally come through every now and again.
So, Taylor, do you want to, we should try to see this thing.
Savannah, you already know. I was already saying, they even have like seats, benches, and like stools at the river. So like, I'm saying, let's go get some binoculars and we're going to sit there and we're going to look for Willie.
I know. And I do have, I actually found something. So there's a downtown Wilmington, like after dark ghost trolley experience.
Okay.
And it's on the Wilmington Trolley Tours website. Mm-hmm. And they say that you can learn about ghosts and also about Willie the sea monster.
Okay, and that's something. First of all, how have I never heard of that? Second of all, let's do it next weekend? Question mark.
Right, like that would be fun. Yeah. So I still don't understand. Like, I don't know how we haven't heard of this.
Me neither. I really actually don't know how I haven't either. Maybe I have and like just didn't think they were talking about like here or something. I don't know. So crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That was, yeah, it was a short one for this week, but yeah, that's Willie the Sea Monster.
Listen, I am a fan of Willie from afar. I don't want to see him up close, but like, that's cool though. Like, even though I do think that he is probably just some sort of a whale, you know, just lost his way. It's cool that we have like a little cryptid here and I had no freaking idea.
I know. I wish like, there was more of like a... like, you know,
like a Mothman, like a Mothman thing,
like the festivals.
Yes, like let's have a Willie. I was trying to think of a like word, but no, I guess it's just gonna have to be a Willie festival.
I don't know. I mean, I guess because Wilmington already has the Azalea Festival, they're like, we're not gonna do another festival.
You're right. And I mean, Wilmington's like, guys, we're booked. We have One Tree Hill, we have Dawson's Creek, we have the Azalea Festival. Yeah, like, you don't have any more time for any more festivals around here. Whatever. Well, that's really cool. I guess we'll have to update you guys in a couple weeks to see if we found Willie.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely be out there in downtown Wilmington and go and
we'll definitely be looking. Yeah. And if you're ever in downtown Wilmington, North Carolina, you better look for Willie in the river.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
But what's really funny, honestly, Savannah, is that we accidentally, like, flip-flopped. So you did a story from where I live, and I did a story from where you live.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's crazy. Love that. I know. So for you this week, I have... The Legend of Lydia's Bridge.
Dun, dun, okay, dun. And see, I haven't heard of this one.
You haven't? See, I have. I grew up, because, you know, I grew up, you know, well, I didn't grow up in Greensboro. I grew up in Winston-Salem, but they're basically right beside each other.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, I did actually, you know, hear about this. Okay. But it wasn't until high school that I heard about it, and I did not go. I never went, because, honestly, it's... I said it's close, but, like, Greensboro is, like, a 40-minute drive from, like, my house, 45 sometimes. Yeah. And in high school, my parents were not going to let me go out in the middle of the night to Greensboro to some haunted bridge. So no,
definitely.
So, yeah, you know, never, I still have not to this day been there, but that will change very soon. But let's just jump right on into the story, shall we? So, like I said, Greensboro, North Carolina is where the story is, but actually it's coming from a small town right outside of Greensboro called Jamestown, which is located in Guilford County, North Carolina, if you didn't know. And so legend has it, okay, that the spirit of a young woman haunts the underpass of two bridges in Jamestown. So, yeah, not only one, but two. Oh, and wow. It's kind of confusing the way that they're set up because they are, like, right beside each other. So it's basically one, but, like, technically two.
Okay, so she has, like, a bigger area because there's two bridges.
Yeah, she just has, like, a whole area, basically, you know? She's like, mm-hmm. I'll pick and choose where I want to go.
So is it Lydia's Bridges?
They do call it Lydia's Bridge, singular.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and you'll figure out why here soon. One of the bridges is a railroad bridge that goes over East Main Street, and that bridge is still in use today for trains. And the other one that she haunts is an abandoned bridge. So it used to be a bridge that was used by cars, but now it's not anymore. So, and they kind of like are right beside each other. So that's why. And so people have reported seeing her ghost and, you know, a bunch of other things happening countless times there, like at these two bridges, at this little area. But before we get into what people have said happened, let's dive into a little bit of who Lydia is, was, and what happened, okay?
Okay.
So her name, obviously, if you couldn't already tell, Lydia. Mm-hmm. Her ghost is mostly seen on rainy or foggy nights. Typical.
Oh, on scary nights.
Very typical. and most times when she's seen walking alone or standing beside the road. And the theory is that she's searching for help to get back home. And so not only is like this the legend of Lydia's Bridge, but it's also called the legend of the Vanishing Hitchhiker.
So, oh, okay.
Because that's in both, same story, same person. So it's still Lydia. So, anywho. Legend says that this is like the local legend, okay? Not what I believe is the real story, personally. Okay. But local legend says that the ghost of a girl is seen because there was this girl who was on her way to prom one night, and it was dark and rainy. Of course it was. And, like, somebody was driving her and her date to prom. And there was a car accident because of how, like, rainy it was. There was, like, a really big puddle. And so they spun out over the bridge. And that's what killed her. Mm-hmm. So, and that's actually the legend that I heard in high school, too.
Yeah. See, like... I mean, that makes sense that would happen.
Yeah, exactly. But. You know, sounds possible. But, you know, like I said, I'm not entirely sure that's true, but we'll delve into that a little bit later.
But also, what happened to the other people in the car?
Well, that's the question, you know? The question. In that theory, nobody knows, so.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'm already not believing that theory.
No. That's just kind of like the local legend that people tell to, like, make it more spooky and stuff, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, nobody knows what happened to them. Like, ooh. But there is a real story.
It's like they got to pass on, but she didn't.
Like, exactly, okay. Right? Or, like, they got to just, like, get up and go and she was just killed. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Not fair. So the first site, well, the local lore, they quote... that the first sighting of Lydia was in 1924. And this was when this folklorist named Nancy Roberts included an account, okay, of this really eerie sighting of a woman near a bridge in her book. And so her book is called An Illustrated Guide to Ghosts and Mysterious Occurrences in the Old North State. I did not read the book. Unfortunately, I didn't have time, but that is apparently the first written story of what they think is like Lydia and like her ghost standing on the bridge. So that's pretty cool. but like, I would say the most famous story and the first story of Lydia's ghost is this one I'm about to tell you. And it involves a man named Burke Harrison. He said that he was traveling home to High Point, which is, like, also very close to Greensboro. If me and Savannah know where all these places are, but, like, most of you won't. But all of these places are pretty relatively close to one another.
Yeah.
So he was traveling home to High Point on a rainy and foggy night. Typical. Again.
Yes. Of course, it has to be a foggy, it does. Rainy night.
And let's just remember that for the future, okay? It does have to be a foggy and a rainy night.
Okay.
So at the time, Burke was a student, actually, at NC State. And so just imagine he's just a little bit younger than us. And back then, the bridge was over Highway 70, which that one is the abandoned bridge today. But that was the one that he was driving on then.
Okay.
So, yeah. And also, apparently, you can, like, still see the old bridge when you drive over the new bridge. Or, like, walk over the new bridge because it's a train bridge. It's very hard to explain. You'll just have to look at the Instagram pictures to kind of understand it. But, anywho, so it was nighttime, and he was driving, you know, to High Point, and he goes over this bridge when all of a sudden he sees this girl standing there, and she's wearing a, like, very fancy white dress, and she's, like, waving him down, like, being like, stop, stop, please help me, and she asked for help to get her to High Point, which I'm like, how convenient. But she was like, I need to get to High Point.
Right. Like, how did she know that he was going there?
Yeah, that's the question. And she was like, you know, if you can't take me to High Point, like, just as close as you can get me would be amazing. And so he was like, you know, that's so crazy that you say that. I'm going to High Point. So, like, yeah, I'll take, jump on in the car. When I tell you, I am so sorry, but I am never letting anyone in my car. Off the side of the road.
Like, I don't understand, like, hitchhiking. Like, people used to be so much more trusting because it was so much, more common.
Yeah, to it was.
Hitchhike.
It really and was.
Pick up people.
It really was. But, like, I am even talking about, like, if I was to see somebody, like, coming running about the woods, like, looking in distress, I still wouldn't let them come in my car. I would, like, call 911 and be like, I think somebody needs help. But, like,
me too.
I don't trust anybody.
Right. It's like, I've heard too many stories. Exactly. I need to help, like, keep myself safe first. We have this
podcast. Exactly. Like, no, ain't no way. Ain't no way. But, you know, that's not what this guy Bert did. He was like, yeah, come on in. Jump in my car. But, you know, also, this is a different time. This is way back then. So, times are different. So, you know, she tells him the address of where she needs to go, which is her house. And he took her, got her there. And he gets out of the car to open the door for her. So, such a gentleman, if I must say so myself, Burke. But when he opened the door to the car, like, on the passenger side for her, she was gone.
What?
Nowhere to be seen.
What?
And, like, at first he was like, haha, this is so funny, like a prank, like, oh, she's hiding in the back seat. No, he checked the whole car. Gone. No person there at all.
What?
She's not outside. She's not anywhere. She's just nowhere to be found. And he's clearly very shook, quaking in his boots, because he's like, like, is she really messing with me? Like, what's going on? So obviously, like, out of the confusion that he was having, he goes up to the door of the house, knocks on it, and was like, hey, I know this sounds really crazy, but some girl was asking me to, like, bring her home here. And I brought her here, and now all of a sudden she's gone. I don't know. Like, do you have a daughter? And later he found out that he was actually talking to the girl's mom, is who answered the door. And the girl's mom told him that, like, first of all, she's immediately breaking down, sobbing, because she is telling him that her daughter had just been killed in a car accident at that bridge the exact same day a year ago before.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah. And that she was wearing a white dress.
Wow.
So, I know. I was like, when I wrote that part, I was like, goosebumps. Goodness, that is so scary. So scary. Like, not scary, but, like, he really drove probably 30 good minutes at least with a ghost in the car, like just having mm-hmm. a conversation. Like, that is so cool, but also very sad.
I mean, it is kind of cool. But it's like talking to somebody for that long and like having them in the car and you don't realize that they're a ghost is like just crazy to me.
Oh, it's insane to me too. It really is. But since then, there have been countless reports. Now, when I say countless reports of this exact same thing happening, countless. I'm not going to even tell you anymore because they're all literally the same story. But
so they all like go up to the house too?
Yeah. Yeah. And eventually like they moved. And so, you know, they stopped going up to the house and, you know, hitchhiking became less and less of a thing. So like it doesn't happen anymore. But
right. Right.
Yeah. It was happening multiple times. And so that is crazy to me. And all the fact that that's all like in Greensboro and High Point, like that's even more bamboozling to my mind to think about. But the only thing, like, the only, like, discrepancy people have between some of the stories, ooh, and this is just so creepy. Ooh, I really got goosebumps just thinking about it. Some people describe when they see her that she is just, like, very pale and very pretty and looking just very lost. But others describe her as looking horrifying, like, decaying almost. So, I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on there, but that's very scary.
They see her, like, her true
self. Yeah, her true self. Yeah, I don't know. It's very, 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 very creepy. I mean, I know we obviously already stated the fact that we would not pick up a hitchhiker, but just imagine you did, Savannah, this happens to you. Like, you go up to the door because you're like, where did this person go? What's your next move? Like, I personally would question my entire existence.
I mean, yes. I guess I would just go home, but I don't know.
Like, can you imagine that silent car? Like, what is she still in the car with you?
I would just be like, what? What is happening?
Like, wait. Like, am I crazy? Like, was I asleep for the last 30 minutes? Like, I hope not. That's what I would probably think. Like, I was dreaming. I don't know. That's crazy.
Right. You wake up the next morning. You're like, did that happen?
Right. Right. Like, was that real? I don't really know. That's exactly how I think I would feel too. But as you can imagine, there are plenty of people out there in this world who have heard this story who want to find out if it's true. Like, is there a girl that died in a car accident wearing a white dress on this bridge, you know? Like, is there evidence at all, or is this just a local legend?
Yeah, I would like to know.
Exactly. Me too. Well, here I am to tell you. So, what's interesting is that for the first, like, good 20 years of this search, nobody ever came up because people, you know, were searching for somebody named Lydia. Because, I mean, everybody was like, it's Lydia. Like, she told people her name was Lydia, so she was like, okay. Looking up Lydia, people dying, and they were just like, no, nothing. But eventually, something was found, and it turns out on the same night in question, June 21st, 1920, only 3 miles down the road, there is a written record of the tragic death of a young woman by the name of Annie L. Jackson. So there is no written proof of what the L stands for, but we all have to believe that it's Lydia.
It has to be, right?
Exactly. And she didn't have any, like, surviving, family members that anybody could find either, so they couldn't, like, ask if it was Lydia. But, like, we have to assume that the L stands for Lydia. First of all, the fact that her middle initial is even L is good enough for me to believe that that's Lydia, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, me too.
Yeah. And most
a lot of people go by their middle name.
That's what I was just going to say, is most people believe that she probably did go by Lydia just because, like, Annie was a very popular name at the time and Lydia was a little bit different, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, like, such a thing in the South to go by your middle name.
Oh, definitely.
Like, a lot of people do that.
Can you imagine if I went by my middle name? For those of you who don't know, my middle name is Lee. So, I will not be going by my middle name. Thank you very much, though. But yours is fun.
Yeah, mine is Angeline.
Love that. See, I feel like I could call you Angeline. I really do.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It really is. But anyway, back to this crazy story. So they found the record of Annie L. Jackson and this car accident. So there was like a whole like police report, papers, newspapers written about it. And what happened was the driver of the car lost control and Annie was thrown out of the car and did not survive. The death certificate claimed that she was already dead when she arrived at the hospital around 10:30 p.m. And today she is buried at Holt's Chapel. And her grave marker says that she was born on April 28th, 1885, which would have made her 35 when she died, tragically.
Oh, wow.
So that's all the information that we know about her.
See, I was thinking she was a lot younger, but that is still young.
Still very young, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And that is why we wear seatbelts.
Yes, guys. That is, yes. And, you know, obviously we don't know if she was, but doubtedly. I don't even know if seatbelts were invented.
She got thrown out of the car. I think she was not wearing a seatbelt.
I would have to agree. Definitely wear your seatbelt. And also the police report also noted that the road was super wet, just like the local legend said.
Of course.
And so what people think is that like there was like a big puddle of water and that's what made the car like spin out of control.
So yeah sounds like it.
Sad.
You know, I bet a lot of stories, you know, okay, let me rewind. So you said in the beginning that it's very typical that all of these stories like start with like a rainy day or like
rainy nights
and like eerie. A rainy night, a rainy, cloudy, foggy night. But that's probably because, like, bad things don't usually happen on sunny days. So that's why, like, they're trying to revisit the same sort of circumstances when they died. And I guess people do die on, like, you know, sunny and, like, clear nights as well. But it's probably more likely in a storm.
For sure. And if you have to think about it, like, of the stories that we tell, most of them, like, no, I wouldn't even say most, but, like, a lot of them are car accidents that happen on rainy, foggy nights. And, guys, it's dangerous to drive cars in those conditions. Like,
yeah,
car accidents will happen when it's rainy and foggy outside. So, like, that, I mean, I say it's typical, but, like, that's just because it does, in fact, make sense. Yeah. But it's also, like, the trope of, like, it was a dark and stormy night.
Yes, exactly.
You know how it be. What's even more interesting is that eventually, I'm assuming using some kind of ancestry, DNA, some type of whatever, we were able to figure out that there are some surviving members of Lydia's family out there.
Oh, really?
And some of them still live in Greensboro today.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's great. And it's actually pretty much the reason why we have all of this information of the story today. So Robin Mitchell Taylor is the great niece of Annie L. Jackson, Lydia, aka Lydia. So Robin actually started working alongside two paranormal investigators, and their names are Michael Reniger and Amy Greet. So those three decided that they wanted to like truly prove if this legend is true. And when Robin started, she had no idea that she was related to her.
That is wild.
Isn't that crazy? And it turned out to be her like great aunt.
Oh my god.
Great great aunt.
See, that seems like it's like she was calling out to her.
Exactly. I love it, Lydia. Lydia was like, get my story out there, guys. Please help me.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Lydia. So, yeah, they, you know, did all the research, went through, like, files and files of, like, old paperwork and libraries and stuff, and they found what we found, and that's how we have the story today. So Robin says that, like, I haven't, you know, really got there yet, but, like, all the time, when people see Lydia's ghost, she's just wandering around, right? Just wandering, being like, I need help. And so Robin is just, like, she's just trying to get home because she's close to home. Like, she's close to where her home was, and she, like, her soul or whatever is like trapped on that bridge like knows that, but she just like can't be there. And that literally breaks my heart. Like, I watched a video about her talking about it, and I was like, oh, this is just so sad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so sad. But she does also believe that, you know, since, like, in more recent times, sightings have lessened and lessened and lessened. And so, like, she's like, hopefully, maybe, she's, like, starting to move on or maybe have already moved on, you know, now that people know her story and stuff like that. So,
hopefully, I don't know.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully, I know. It's not just because there's less hitchhikers, but
I know. Yeah, hopefully,
we're just gonna go with the fact that she's moved on.
True, but I do have a reason of why, and we'll get there in a minute. I just have a little bit more before that.
Okay.
Also, there was another thing I forgot to mention is that Robin also says that, you know, since she still lives in Greensboro, she drives over the bridge all the time. All the time, just to see if she can get a glimpse of Lydia, which I think is sweet. She never has before, but she, you know, obviously that's not going to stop her. She's going to continue to go. And Robin is not the only one to do that, as you can imagine. People, you know, still claim to see her at both of these bridges today. And, you know, we don't know if we can believe them or not. There are a lot of YouTube videos of people going to, like, explore and stuff. No solid proof that I could see of anybody actually seeing Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, who's to really say? Also, another fun fact, that bridge was built, like Lydia's bridge, was built in 1916. And her accident happened in 1920. And that's pretty much when, like, the bridge, well, it was, like, shut down. Like, so it was only, like, in operation for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, did y'all even build it right? Honestly, probably not.
Right.
Really don't know.
Yikes.
I know. But what I was thinking, okay, well, let me get to that first. Last. People have actually tried really hard to tear down the old abandoned bridge and even the, like, railroad one, just because of all of, like, the traction that it gets kind of there. Like, it's a popular area. But what I love is that the city of Jamestown and the city of Greensboro have fought really hard to keep both Lydia's bridges there and have so far succeeded. And in fact, Savannah, a live update for you coming from last week, which was like May 20th, 2023.
Okay.
I lost my spot, so sorry for the anticipation.
are you going to tell me?
What is it? They have officially put up a historical marker on Lydia's bridge.
Yay! Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think now the bridge is protected and they cannot tear it down.
So it's still, you can't drive over it, but it's historic or what?
Well, so the one of them is for the trains. So you can't drive over the train one. Well, the other one, it's been abandoned. So you cannot drive over it, but they were going to tear it down.
Yeah, so, but, like, if there's a historic marker, how do you get to it?
So the historic marker is on the, it's, like, beside the railroad bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the, the place, like, the underpass that she's actually seen in is, like, under it. So you do have to, like, walk a little bit around.
Okay.
But they weren't just going to put it, like, under this, like, abandoned bridge, you know, like, they want people to see it, so.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
I know. And what's even crazier than that is it was paid for by Carolina Haunts, which is a podcast by these two guys, Jeffrey Cochran and Dan Sellers, which I think is really cool. And I didn't have time to listen to their podcast, but, like, the fact that they spent their money to buy that so that it would be protected is so cool. And we have to listen to them. It's called Carolina Haunts, if anybody wants to listen
to it. Ooh, I need to start listening.
Yeah, we definitely need to check them out. Definitely also should probably hit them up.
Right?
Like, yeah, collab, that'd be cool. guys. right. And, okay, also wanted to tell you what the sign says. So it says, quote, Lydia's Bridge. Since the 1920s, the apparition of a young woman has been seen hitchhiking here, only to disappear when the drivers come to her aid. NC Folklife Institute. So that's what the sign says. And personally, for me, and I know for you, That's a must-see for us. Next time I'm in Winston and I have 5 minutes, we're going to this bridge and we're going to see the marker and we're going to hopefully see Lydia.
Yes.
Or maybe not. Like, hopefully she passed on, but, like, I'd be cool to see her.
I know. See, okay, what I was going to ask, though, if we do go and do see her, would you let her in the car?
Yes. Yes, okay, but here's the thing. That's not going to happen because I'm not going on a dark, rainy, foggy night. And she is only seen on dark, rainy, foggy nights. I'm going during the day.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, if she's there, because if she's there in the day, that's not actually Lydia.
So. Yeah, I feel you. But, okay, so if you were to go there in the right conditions, and you were, like, pretty, like, 90% sure. You're like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is her. Like, would you let a ghost in your car?
If it would truly and honestly depend on who I had in the car with me. If I was by myself, no. I don't care. I don't care who it is that you're not going
to. You don't want to have that experience to have a ghost?
Not by myself, because then nobody would believe me. And if something happened to me, like, y'all would never know.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But, like, if it was me and you, would you allow me to let her in my car? Because that's what the real question would
be. I would be really scared, too.
Yeah. I don't, like, I want to say that I would be brave enough.
I know.
I do, and I might, would be, but it would depend on very many circumstances.
Yeah.
Such as, do I have a knife or a protection, something? Like, I don't know how to fight a ghost, but, like, are we sure it's a ghost?
Maybe we shouldn't do it.
It's giving we should definitely not do it. That's funny. But yeah, that is the legend of Lydia's Bridge.
Wow.
I know.
I love that story. I'm excited. We need to go see it.
Oh, we have to. Especially since
there's a marker, a historic marker.
I know, awesome. And it just got put up last week, and it's like golden red. It's pretty.
Yeah. We need like a Willy the Sea Serpent marker.
That's what I'm saying. Guys, we can't get a marker out here. Like, or at least like somebody do a mural of Willy.
Right. We're gonna end up going downtown and seeing something that has to do with Willy.
Yeah, we're like, wait, wow.
How do we never see this before?
Oh, we're gonna go on the ghost tour and they're gonna be like, so here's like the 27 signs of Willy.
Right, yeah.
And here's the big Willy painted on this wall.
Like, I know. It's like, oh, and there he is. He comes by every day.
And there he is.
It's like, oh, what?
I really hope that happens to us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It really would be. But anywho, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. And definitely go check out our Instagram because you're going to want to see the pictures this week of the bridges,
you have to.
Of Willy, of everything. But really, other than that, I don't have anything else for you guys. What about you, Savannah?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's a wrap. Well, I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.